I'm delighted to be joined by Owen Bradley of Glenullen ahead of the AIBGA Football All-Ireland Intermediate Club Championship between Glenullen and Dunquail Tucht. A historic club championship season defined by thrilling encounters and unprecedented journeys culminates in eagerly anticipated AIBGA Intermediate and Junior Club Finals taking centre stage on Sunday, January 11th. Owen, it is rare at your stage of your career, at your age, I'll be blunt, that you get to experience something new, but you get to experience something new this weekend. How excited are you? How excited is everyone in the club?
Oh, everybody in the club's buzzing. Myself personally, I think this is my 26th or 27th year playing senior football, so to get a chance to run out in Croke Park for your club, I never ever thought I'd get that there. So for me personally, it's amazing, but I think the bigger picture of the club, for everybody, it means for our club. Like, if anybody's ever been to Glenullen, like, they'll know what it means to us, the people around it. And so I'm very fortunate. To me, it's the best club in Ireland. I know it's my club, and you're very biased to say that there, but anything we've ever won, but nothing we've ever gotten, I think that's our way of players' way of repaying the people around the club.
Did you think the chance to play at this level or to play on this stage with your club was gone at any stage? Is this something that kind of, I won't say came as a surprise, but it's very much a big bonus at this stage of your career?
It is, yeah. I don't think it was just, I just think that our local championship, I thought we'd won it, you know what I mean? As you do every year, you have no point in pinning if you don't. And then as things went on, we got the Ulster, won the Ulster, and then now this year is just a bit of a carrot at the top of it. But I say at my age, say I haven't many more games left, I'll probably enjoy it more now too, you know what I mean? So I'll definitely enjoy this Sunday. And say to get to do this here in Croke Park is pretty special for your club. Not many people, whenever you're growing up as a GA person, a young GA person, you want to play in Croke Park for your club. And lucky enough, coming in here, probably one of my last games ever, I'm getting to do that there, so it's worked out well.
You've played in Croke Park before. How important is that experience for you, and how important is it that you'd be able to talk to players maybe who haven't got to play
Younger
before?
Boys probably have already been talking about it, you know what I mean? It's very important, but say there's probably three or four of us have played on it, and just it's a bigger pitch, big stadium. It's nearly about keep playing the occasion as much as playing the game, you know what I mean? Some of the young boys maybe get lost a wee bit, but well, hopefully now we're confident and we're feeling good. And say at the end of the day, it's a football match at the end of the day. Croke Park's just a bonus at the end of it.
You've had a really varied sporting career, you know, All-Ireland finals, big club games, obviously Irish Cup finals.
Yeah.
So you know what big occasions are about. Is there any way you can compare the build-up to this All-Ireland final to, we'll say, an Irish Cup final, or how does it compare?
Nothing can compare to this here, I don't think. Just, say, the clubs, your clubs where you start off at and where you finish off, you know what I mean, whenever you're 6 or 7 years of age and to whatever age you play for. And like, well, the Irish Cup was great, it was one of my best sporting days, but I don't think anything will ever compare to this here, you know. And we won the championship, the senior championship in 2007, but this year's campaign, we're also going to Ulster and now All-Ireland, say, get to play in Croke Park with your club, run out in Croke Park, it's dreams come true. And say, I don't think anything will ever compare to that there in my sporting career.
Has the snow and bad weather had any impact on your preparations?
Not really. I think if you see some of the videos from our club, there's boys out clearing the pitch, the alters, and a lot of, as I say, that's the kind of club we are, you know what I mean? Michael wanted to train our home pitch this week, leading up to the All-Ireland final. It's very important around being around your own club, and we don't want to go anywhere else. So all hands to the pump this week, and they cleared the pitch for us, so it just shows you it means to them as much to their players. As players, we're the lucky ones as a player to get and play it, you know what I mean? So we're representing the community, and hopefully on Sunday we can do justice.
How did you feel when you saw those videos, or when you saw the lads out on the pitch and the lads and ladies at the club on the pitch?
That's what I say, that's what it means. It's not just about the players, it's them wee things, them small things that count, you know what I mean? They're out doing the hard work, you know what I mean? And then hopefully, I say, well, this Sunday, hopefully we celebrate together. And say as much, it's important playing the football, but the people behind the scenes are just as important as the players.
Owen Bradley of Glenullen, the very best of luck in this weekend's AIB All-Ireland Intermediate Club Championship Final against Dunquail Tucht.